There was a Hollywood flavor to the arrest of Mexico's most famous drug lord. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was caught after being interviewed by the actor Sean Penn. He'd also been talking about a movie about himself. Fascinating as all this is, that kind of detail can obscure what Guzman did for a living, which is what Tony Garza faced as the U.S. ambassador to Mexico appointed by President George W. Bush. Welcome to the program, sir.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Okay, thank you very much. Are you surprised to find El Chapo was reaching for the stars, so to speak?
Well, yeah, it did surprise me a bit. Although, Stephen, as you well know, the heads of these organizations tend to work very diligently on their public images, in a sense. Typically, it's at the local level, cultivating the sense that they are patriarchal, trying to project that they can assure security in a way to the people in their communities.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in the wake of his recent arrest, you saw people in Los Mochis, which is his hometown along the Pacific, talk about him in a sense of he had always given to the community, built ball fields, had assured security, so that they cultivate their public image and songs are written about them, the famous narco corridos, this sort of thing. But this, I think, was a bit different. This really, I think, was that next step into hubris, almost beyond a sense of his public image in the areas where he operated. And he may have been thinking about his legacy, recognizing that his time was short. When you start talking about movie deals, there was something a bit different about this. But yes, you're right. They do work very hard to cultivate an image at a local level, almost romanticize what they do.
Maybe he began believing his own publicity then.
Well, that may be the case. It's interesting. It's curious kind of outreach to both Mr. Penn and Ms. Del Castillo, but to the extent that it contributed to his arrest, I suppose that's good.
Kate Del Castillo, of course, she's the Mexican actress that he was interested in some fashion, and she was part of this entire story. Now, the last time that Guzman was arrested, Mexico declined to extradite him to the United States, said, don't worry, we can take care of this, and of course he was able to escape. Now Mexico is trying to extradite him. Why the difference, do you think?
Well, I think there were a couple of things. The last time he was arrested, you had a transition in administration from the Calderon administration, which is the PAN. Peña Nieto had recently been elected, and I think they wanted to project a certain strength that they had the ability and the resources both to hold him and properly prosecute him.
Right.
And this, I think, it's different. In the wake of his escape and the challenges that the Peña administration has had, they recognize that, broadly speaking, I think the Mexican public would like to see Chapo Guzman or Joaquin Guzman Loera extradited. There's long been that old expression that there's nothing that a drug dealer fears more than an American prison, because they're without the resources or the net that they might have cultivated in the communities where they've been operating, and the potential for escape or co-opting and corrupting the officials holding them is far less. So I think the Mexican public broadly supports extradition this time, and the Mexican government is inclined to do that.
Ambassador, we've just got about 15, 20 seconds here, but if Guzman does stay in prison this time, how much difference do you think it'll really make to the drug trade?
Well, ultimately, these organizations are so large, and they much like corporate body, they have succession plans in place. So if you're asking me, will the drug flow stop because Guzman is in prison? My guess is no.
Okay. Ambassador, thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
All right, Stephen. Thank you.
That is Tony Garza. He is the former United States ambassador to Mexico, talking with us about the rearrest of El Chapo Guzman.